جاد باب وذوش خل الجا وعود كل دي الهوتيل الشام دي جاد سقول نجاش نيلوس بيلي جانسون سقول نجاش وعود كل دي لكالتم تيخو جاد نوكو شام وش ادي تشوز الهوتيل دي نسكول الشوتش وانا كون تاكم كوش خيلم كون تواسل the court is raising heck now on the other end of town. That's his Indian name though is in Tzuestuk, but they nicknamed him is the court. He's got a shoot to a Rushkill. Oh yeah, I'm a Rushkadash Atskin. He's got a Skojets. Like DJ Kamak said, they're the town. Guati. The goal mucklish. The oak on it was jokes looks snapped. That was over the ducks in it. From the canis to castes. Cooked the stoop on widow at the mill who was stoop on it as was so neat as why it got it was a land at seal. Chief Wais Atty, Chief Atchan. Well, Nisty as cockle sneezed at the Kunzwell. To snow her babium, who's go for just snackunch, who should white look stacks need clinistic a boosh. Clinistic a boosh need a soon and hoy just to let it look and snapped. Zut de schaude Eilux. Heute Butux gekickt am Inge, schen Idlus. Zack aus Inge, schen der Kabuche. Kapitus kenne, wat zut. Lädi zut zinn, go allein go. Go kat equal den zinn. Zut tritschi den zut de Kabuche, kitschken, zut de Kabuche, plan zut kojets, do. Need a good lady in. What can you lady a landskin? Zillis could sick him in sin. Such can you will look at chill. That's what's going to work chill. He should sweat and go push an end. He should let in sweat. Zillis can go go. Oats and eat and Sudan of his can all hold. He instructs you to go show host. وجد واس كان لدي شمول تسيب كان لك ووجود نيت وجود نسك آمها نيت ونس خات لك نينج أخو جيوخو ندا نجيت ولدي لو ديدا جيت وسا جيوخو ندا نجيت ونيت ونس كلول ونيت ونس كيتس لك واس كان أغاد يوس تشي وايس بلان وايس قد يكن قوة واس كان جيشن قوس قلاب قنا وايس قد يكن قوس كتلخس وقوس مال قوس مال جيش كستامس قوس قوش كي جيش قوس خيس لما هيس نهيتن شواء قاتي ناعش دو واقا قد يشاولن قو جود جود شاولن قو قادي كان ماشي السودس لبكس بكورتا بيك فرانك چون گوگدی گوا و هنی گدی من تا گدی گوش قنوخ کش کن دی جد و دوش خل نیدوش نیدوش کول اکش نیدوش قجاچ لنی گو تایم شک 19-2 و 3 که بینادی گو تایم نیدوش قجاچ ناگ کلدی نیز کدی شوش کن شوش حالو کشین شما ویل اکتو ساختو جنسن نیش قید واهم جود سنيل جد لس قمت لس ببنت قلت كنا لين الجنس قلاب قلنا قش قش واقو قم لس تلقات لهم هيت جن جدار وسنيس كده قش ملش قش ملش قش كو اتلا لاكو وجد لاكو لس قم بنس قلاب قلنا نيل جد شو عايز كن جاد هل كنا شو ليلتم يتلاقسن كهاوش 1913 وي قاكنش ايش فيت كامل الشوت قاكنش الشوت قاكنش هيجوز قاكنن اوكلا دي جوت قاكنن ايش شونجس هو شي ما هو منش جوت ديك بابيوم شي ما هو منش ليش كتدو ني شوت نستال هني ايش تاكي هو من كاكلش جوستو ما شاكو جوت ستوا شونس تو ستوا ومن ذاك شياخش كون أن وشوش مكتل بالي تأس لو جم صور كلوش ويستم دتم شيلتس طاقنس قموت داكم تشوكش كفل نشيش كفو بيل سنش كلاين دالي أدل تم باس دي This story about this Big Frank or the court, the nicknamed him as the Colt. He's a great big Indian. He stands over 6 foot and weighs around over 300 pounds. Big man. When he's on his right senses, a nice guy, he talks to anybody. But when he gets a few drinks, he gets wild as heck. So this time, this fella that told the first part of the story was a white man. They were playing crib at the hotel they used to call Excelsior, burned down after. And I says, they were playing crib there. The policeman was in there. He was playing too. This policeman, his name was Bob Hume. And there was a fella come in, some white guy. And this fella says, the court is raising heck down the other end of town. He says he's looking for a fight and everything else. So the policeman, he got up and he put his coat on and he says, I'm going to fix that son of a gun this time. He'll never bother anybody anymore. So he went out. He says, that's all we know. That's Billy Johnson's story, his part of the story. So he went out. He says he was away for... He was out for quite a while, all of a half an hour or more. And that's Billy Johnson's story. When he came back, he took his coat off, he sat down, and he played crib again, played cards. And he says, I fixed that son of a gun. He'll never bother anybody anymore. That's a part of this Billy Johnson story. Mm. But Big Frank, his own story, he said, I was down there. He said, well, he says, I was drinking and I seen this policeman coming. And he said, as soon as I see him, he says, I know who he was. He's Bob Hume. He says, Bob Hume, what you looking for? You looking for me? You want to fight? That he never said a word. He says, okay, you'll fight me. You want to put me in jail, we'll fight. And he said, before he come to me, quite a ways away, he took his coat off. And I thought he was sure he was going to fight me, you see. This man, he was so big, you can hit him and kick him in the face and he doesn't feel it. And he says, before he come close, he throwed his coat at on my face. He says, he throwed his coat on my face when I got my face covered up, and the next thing I felt a sound of click and on my right ear. And so he says, I grabbed his coat and I threw it down, and when I throw his coat down, he says, he was gone quite a ways already. He's going back. He says, I felt something on my ear. He says, I felt my ears kind of smarting. I felt it, and I can feel blood right in my ear, inside of my ear. This part here, that was off because I seen it. See, he must have hit him right there, knocked this part off. The other side was still on. So he says, I felt my head was kind of dizzy for a while, and says, so I says, I thought to myself, I think that policeman, he shot me in the head. So he says, I better walk home. I started to walk home. I kept a walk and I went down the trail and got to the creek. They call this creek Cayuse Creek. Got to the creek and there was no bridge around there. The bridge was way up the creek quite a ways. But he just took a shortcut. He says, I waded right through, and not very big. Pretty good sized creek, though. It was a big creek. As I waded across, and when I got across, I got a hold of some brush, and I bit myself down on the water for a while. And says, I got cooled down, and I got cooled down. When I was cooled down, I felt all right. So he says, I thought I'd better go home. So I went home, and he says, I can feel my ear still smarting. It's when I got home, I take my clothes off, and I went to bed. Next morning, I get up, and I was around for a while. And he says, I heard a story going around, you know, a small town that's always everybody. Anything goes on, it's always, everybody knows it. The gossip. This policeman is supposed to be asking, when is Big Frank's funeral going to be? Somebody told him, we never heard he's dead, he's still around. He's over there at his house, he's around. He's not sick or nothing. So this policeman, the same time, he pulled out. That happened around about, it's either 1902 or 12. So it went on, he was around, the old fella got over the whole thing. He says, he told me himself, it's the only thing that bothers me in the summertime when it's hot, he says, I can feel something right square in the back of my neck. I can feel something hot there when it's in the summertime when it's hot. So he says, I figure that's that fella's bullet. He must have shot me all right, but it never come out. It stayed in there. So you can imagine how big a guy he is. Of course, I guess at close range, the bullet didn't have much of a speed when he get there, you see. He must have put the gun right on him, you see. So anyways, he said, it went on and forgot all about it. 1913, this PG railroad started then. They started to come in and do some grading. This man, Bob Hume, come back here as a printer. So old Big Frank, he was sitting in one of the front of them stores. They used to have some benches in the front of them stores, and old people to sit down. He says, I was sitting down on one of them benches, and I seen a white man coming across the street, and he says, he come right straight for me. He says, I never pay no attention. He come right up to me and he says, you Big Frank? He says, I told him, yes, yes, that's what the people call me, Big Frank. You know me? No, I don't know you. You're a white man. You know Bob Hume? Oh, Bob Hume. Eh? You, Bob Hume? Oh, I know you now. You shoot me right here, you see? Your bullet stopped in my neck someplace. Still there. You didn't kill me. I know Mad Joe, he said. That's the way he bit it. He told us, white man. He says, I know Mad Joe, Bob. He says, a long time ago, I forgot all about it. There's no use me Mad Joe now. He says, I know Mad Joe. I'm getting old, and I know Mad Joe. You shoot me, you didn't kill me. So I forget all about it. So Bob Hume, he reached over and told him, okay, Frank, he shakens. He says, shakens to me, shakens. After he shakens to me, and he told me, he says, come on with me. We'll go in the store. So he said, I got up and I followed him. He went in the store and he says, I stand right there. And he told the storekeeper, he says, you dress this man 2 suits of underwear right through, and a suit of clothes, hat, everything. 2 pairs of socks and shoes, anything he'll fit him. He's a good-sized man. He takes a pants about, he takes a coat about over 50. And he's a raw-boned. He's not fat. He's raw-boned. And he told the storekeeper, he says, when you give him everything, he says, you give me the bill. He says, I'll pay. So I happened to meet him. He was sitting there. He was getting old. He comes to town and sits around. And he showed me. He told me he's just kind of a dark gray suit. And he told me that. He says, you see, this suit of clothes, that's what Bob Hume bought me. That's how he told me the whole story. From the beginning till the little, Bob Hume bought him the suit of clothes. And he says, after that, he says, whenever I come to town, if I'm around here, he says, when he met me, he give me a dollar. He says, okay, Frank, you go and eat. So that's about the end of that Big Frank story in the Bob Hume.